Rudy's Revelation.
I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe.
You can't handle the truth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Friday, January 5th, 2024. Happy Friday. So the Democratic Party and the mainstream media is in full panic mode, taking a new propaganda tack, implying the same old anti-Republican rhetoric. What the hell is extreme right wing anyway? Also, the Jeffrey Epstein list continues with more obfuscations as Tucker Carlson drops an interview with Epstein's brother, making it clear that people within the U.S. government participated in a cover-up, or at the very least, and even assisted in the murder, at the very most, the murder of Jeffrey Epstein while he was in federal custody. And the mainstream media also goes on to smear Vivek Ramaswamy after the Washington Compost reporter gets egg on her face while asking Ramaswamy if he denounces white supremacy. The leftists lie that white supremacy is a political issue in the United States. It's really an extreme fringe issue. There are not a lot of white supremacists out there. Some people might have some racial bias, but that's about the extent of it. All people, not just whites, a lot of blacks have racial bias, Chinese, Jews. Anyway, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment, share the podcast. All right, let's get into the headlines for today. All right, we're going to start off with the Washington Compost. Ramaswamy increasingly embraces fringe theories, far-right claims in Iowa. Now, you might have listened to my podcast before, but maybe you haven't. We don't know what far-right claims are. Fringe theories, I don't know what they're talking about. Is the FBI corrupt? Of course it is. This is not a fringe theory. Most people know that the United States government is corrupt. But if you didn't see the video, you should check it out. He was recently asked a question during a presser by Washington Post reporter who asked, do you denounce white supremacy? And of course he asks, what outfit do you work for? Oh, the Washington Post. He goes, of course. And he just refuses to, you know, play the game. Good for him. And he actually trounced her quite well. But according to the Washington Post, he refused to directly condemn white supremacy. You see how they play the word game there? Refused to directly condemn white supremacy. He says he condemned racist hatred in any form. But he refused to directly condemn white supremacy, like he's got to come out and say, you know, I don't support Richard Spencer or whatever. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And he said he didn't recognize the name Dylann Roof, the white supremacist who killed 9 people. Yeah, that's not even, I didn't even remember hearing that during the interview. Maybe that wasn't part of the interview I heard. He went on to say, there was a point in our prior national history that have been vicious forms of anti-black and anti-brown discrimination in this country after the Civil War and otherwise. But you're looking in the rearview mirror while making false incendiary claims that white supremacy was a fabricated threat, which it is. White supremacy isn't, as Joe Biden says, the number one threat to the United States. It's not. White supremacy is very, very fringe, especially groups that get together and promote white supremacy. Neo-Nazis and whatever. They're very small. The biggest group that has the most public face is the Patriot Front, which is obvious out of whole cloth, fabricated by the FBI. And then it goes into describing him. And then it talks about some professor from Texas A&M. While most people wouldn't trust information coming from sources like Alex Jones, who says? All you have to do is look at documents. And that's what normal journalists would do. People call Alex Jones a journalist, but he just refers. He refers to context of things that are written. He gives attribution. I have my opinion because of this is what this text says. His comments on race, which have focused on casting liberals as racist and portraying white people as victims of racism, mark the latest instance of a Republican candidate using inflammatory rhetoric that has drawn condemnations from civil rights leaders and scholars. It's just a smear piece on Ramaswamy. Obviously, if you've ever heard Ramaswamy, first of all, he's an Indian American. But it's like calling black people white supremacists. It's just, they don't have anything else to go on. Reuters is reporting Biden marks January 6th with election year warning on Democratic threats. By Trevor Honeycutt, President Joe Biden on Friday will mark 3 years since the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol with warnings to voters that President Donald Trump is a threat to the country's standing as a free democracy. It's actually just the opposite, because that's what they do. They invert reality, whether it's the mainstream media or the president of the United States. It's actually the Democrats that are a threat to democracy. You take people that are in good standing off the ballot with no legal precedent, and obviously you do things that are a threat, because democracy is actually a process of casting ballot. So the threat to democracy really is when you put into law a system, let's say mail-in ballots, that is fraught and has been fraught, the very idea has been fraught with the opportunity of committing fraud. That's why we haven't had mail-in balloting, except for absentee ballot, where there's a strict regimen for proof of citizenship, voter, your voter registration, so forth and so on. Mail-in ballot, just they mail out ballots to every registered voter or who's ever on the voter roll. That system is ripe for fraud. So if you really believe in democracy, you wouldn't institute policies that allow for voter fraud. Trump contested his defeat in 2020 election, prompting thousands of his supporters to attack the Capitol. There's actually 1 million people that were there to see him speak at a rally. And then some thousands went on to the Capitol where there was going to be another rally that was a permitted rally. And when most of the people got there, they saw that the Capitol was already under siege, for lack of a better word. Speaking at George Washington's Revolutionary War headquarters in Pennsylvania, Biden, a Democrat, will inaugurate the 2024 campaign with an implicit pitch that vote for him means a continuation of American style of democratic government, and a vote for Trump will lead to uncharted future. It's just, it's all a lie. The Democratic Party, the Biden administration, has terrible policies. And a lot of them are illegal. Facilitating illegal border crossings is complicit to conspiracy, illegal conspiracy. And the AP goes on to report hundreds of convictions, but a major mystery still unsolved 3 years after the January 6th Capitol riot. I'm not going to go into the article except to say that they're still prosecuting people from January 6th. 3 years later, for what purpose, I don't know, wasting tax dollars. But the most important part, which, mind you, allowed for the United States Security Services to implement people in the crowd to get army snipers on the roof of the Capitol, etc., and to have undercover agents, not only from military intelligence, Ray Epps comes to mind, but others, that were actually instigating the riot, was the fact that earlier in the day, before the rally, they discovered pipe bombs at both the Republican and Democratic headquarters. And why would they be at both is the question. The bombs were relatively inert, but they can't, and in this article they state they can't find the culprit, and they increased the reward to $500,000 for any evidence, except they don't show the guy's face. And the video they released to the public was edited in such a way not to show the face or decent views of the person planting the supposed pipe bombs. If they released the full footage of both camera angles, you would get a better view of the person's face, but it's purposely edited so you don't see his face. Why? Is because this person is very likely an agent of the government, because it gives the pretext to allow security services to go in the crowd of the January Sixers in the crowd, and even to instigate and to engage people that are there. And particularly, that allows the military to get involved. That's the most important part, because the FBI can deal with domestic, and Capitol Police can deal with domestic situations, but the CIA, military intelligence, are not supposed to be involved unless they have the pretext with bombing, which is a threat to the nation. Washington Post reports terror in small town Iowa as gunfire erupts at Perry High School. And I only want to get into one part here. So this guy is supposed to be this young teenager. I don't even need to name the shooter. It's Dylan Butler. But the point I want to say here is that he posted a TikTok video right before the shooting. TikTok video that morning posing with a blue duffel bag where supposedly he had his weapons in. Now we wait. Ominously, excuse me. Because I wanted to get to the point here is now we wait. Who's we? Who's we? And this is the point I try to make with all these school shootings, is it seems as if, and not even the school shootings, but some of these other mass shootings as well, including the one in Buffalo, and Uvalde, and many, many more, it seems like the perpetrator is involved with others, either planning or conducting the attack, because this guy says, now we wait. Who's we? He doesn't say, now I'm going to wait. Now we wait. Who's we? So he's supposed to be another lone gunman, and this is how the conspiracy works, is handlers or people that engage the assailant make them, these are usually loners. And if you look into the story here by the Washington Post, you could see that the guy was in a class with difficulty. He had difficulty with social interaction. He was in a class to help alleviate that. So he is obviously a lonely kid, might have some mental disability, what have you. Okay. He's obviously communicating with people online. He put out a video, now we wait. Who's we? He's obviously communicating with somebody. It's the same thing with the Buffalo shooter, who is apparently communicating with an ex-FBI agent. And it's the same thing with the Uvalde shooter, who's communicating with people online before he conducts this massacre. If he had no access to the internet, would it still occur, is my question. Was he on SSRIs? We don't know, but now we wait. It's the same thing, is that they think they're conducting an operation, you know, an attack with people. And then they show up at the scene and they're the only one there, like you see in Uvalde. He's shooting at the school and the door's open and he goes in. Someone opened the door for him. He believes he's part of this conspiracy, but when the whole thing goes down, he's alone, the patsy. It's not hard to figure this out. Now we wait. And of course, the Washington Post doesn't report, who the hell is we? Who the hell are we? Who's waiting besides the attacker? I don't know. Whatever. Independent, the Epstein list, full list of names revealed in unsealed court document record so far. So this is what I talked about yesterday, which is the conflation. You look at the list, there are lots of people on the list. They're not all clients or perpetrators of sexual misconduct. It's all a smattering of all sorts of different people. Stephen Hawking, was he engaged in an orgy? What, did they wheel him into the corner of the room? The guy was a paraplegic. Ehud Barak, which I actually listen, he was former Israeli prime minister, not Egyptian prime minister. She, I think it's a she. In any case, Michael Jackson, Marvin Minsky. Some of these people, as I mentioned before, were implicated as being clients. Some were not. Glenn Dubin, Noam Chomsky, Victoria Bean, Rebecca Boland, Dana Burns, Daniel Estes, Louis Free, former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. What was he doing there? Megan Garvin, well, she was an attorney. I mean, everybody's listed in here, so you have to really go down this list, which is at the Independent. And you're going to have to look up every name because they don't all have descriptions on who these people and what exactly was the connection. Bob Meister, David Mullen, Donald Morrell, David Knorr, Joe Pagano. Some of them do have Scott Rothenstein, Forrest Sawyer, Bren Tindall, Kevin, Ed Tuttle, Kevin Thompson. You really want to know Daniel Wilson. Oh, the funny thing is I just looked at this several minutes ago and Les Wexner is taken off. Why is that? Oh, there he is. He's out of order. He was put out of order. Founder of L Brands and former business partner. He's supposedly the person that gave Jeffrey Epstein $1 billion. Why would he do that? Why would that happen? How Jeffrey Epstein made his money and the big mystery at the center of it all. This is from UK Metro. And they go down to the thing is that all of a sudden he started an investment group and said, we're not going to take clients for less than $1 billion. And who was his first client? Les Wexner, who gave him $1 billion. Also gave him a $500 million townhouse. I think it was the one in New York that he was using. The Daily Mail, now young women abandon Biden. More alarm bells for Joe as Daily Mail poll shows his support with female voters under 30 has plummeted by 18 points in just 6 months. Without a doubt. I mean, this is not surprising whatsoever. He's losing. The Democrats are losing. The liberals are losing. And all they have is extreme right wing, a threat to democracy. And as Vivek Ramaswamy said, that it's just a lie. There is no MAGA extremism. They want to tear down democracy. They just want the lying and the corruption to stop. They no longer want the elite to control things behind the scenes. And then when the actual democracy that's supposed to prop up a constitutional republic, when the actual democracy is undermined, through corruption, mostly financial corruption, but also as we see with Jeffrey Epstein, with sexual corruption and other types of blackmail, when this takes over the democratic process and undermines the republic, and the republic is ruled by the people. So the majority of people in the United States and the majority can dictate what the country does, minus affecting individual rights. So every individual has a number of rights listed in the Constitution and the constitutional amendments. But besides that, the majority of Americans could decide. Majority of Americans don't want illegal border crossings, especially at the volumes we're seeing right now. I mean, I imagine some of us are willing to tolerate some illegal crossing, but it's against the law. They're breaking the law by doing so. It's not amnesty. They're not fleeing are repressed. You know, some in Venezuela are freeing repressive regimes. But the funny thing is that that's Joe Biden. That's who he's sending back. That's who he's deporting, is the Venezuelans. Doesn't make any sense. Most of the others are just economic migrants looking for a better life. And I don't blame them. Maybe we should change immigration. We should be, you know, legally allowing more in. That's a debate worth having. But not just opening the border and saying, whatever, you know, let 2, 3, 10 million in. So the New York Times was reporting COVID has resurged, but scientists see a diminished threat. Hospitalizations have ticked upward and there are at least 1,200 related deaths each week. Americans could mask more often and vaccination rates remain too low, experts say. So again, they're going to be trying to push the vaccine, and the New York Times helps out here. And if you actually read the article and go in, you'll see that they say, you know, it's not too late. It's not too late. Go out and get your vaccines. And realistically, it has never changed. It's actually a diminished threat. But even at the peak early of COVID, during the novel virus, novel time of the virus, the people at risk were with underlying health conditions. That never changed. But they were still pushing healthy people to get vaccinated. And the vaccinations were proven to be more dangerous than the virus to healthy people. Just the News is reporting colossal waste. Feds made $236 billion in improper payments last year, Watchdog reports. More evidence that Washington is broken, says Bob Good, Republican of Virginia. The Government Accountability Office has reported $236 billion worth of improper payments made under the Biden administration fiscal year 2023 alone, more than double the amount in fiscal year 2013. According to the GAO, potential waste, fraud, and abuse runs across the spectrum of federal agencies. Why? Because who benefits from these payments? People involved in the political process. New York Post reports Hunter Biden's sugar brother, Kevin Morris, who gave, because Hunter Biden isn't planning to pay any of the money back. Kevin Morris gave Hunter Biden millions of dollars, and now he plots a gauzy documentary on the First Son to try to refurbish and, you know, refurbish this guy's image to shine it up a little bit before the election. But we all know that he's a grifter. He's, you know, he's a crackhead, and that he runs the family. He's the bag man for the family business, which like all Democrats, all politicians really enrich themselves from their positions. But Democrats, mostly Joe Biden, has set up a whole business with shell companies and all to receive money from foreign donors. And now they're trying to sully Trump to say that, oh, Chinese and Saudi Arabians who bought suites and rented out whole floors of Trump hotels and what have you, that was sort of contributing to Trump. But there was a purpose there. There was an exchange of business. So the Saudis who rented floors at the hotel actually stayed there, as did the Chinese. It's not like with the Biden family business where money was given but no services rendered. So even the banks were trying to shy away from that when they found that out. So this is just a quick story from the New York Post. South Korea evacuates islands after North Korea fires more than 200 artillery rounds nearby. Don't forget, North Korea is a client state of China. So what North Korea does is just an extreme of the policy direction of the Communist Chinese. So when the Communist Chinese, because the Communist Chinese are preparing to do more nuclear tests. So before that, they want to test the waters, no pun intended, by getting North Korea to shoot some ballistic missiles and attack a couple islands. And this is all in preparation of a possible attack on Taiwan, an invasion of Taiwan. But that I think that's still some ways away. Bloomberg reports driverless truck companies plan to ditch human co-pilots in 2024. So that's this year. Driverless trucks with no humans on board will soon cruise Texas highways if three startup firms have their way, despite objections from critics who say financial pressures, not safety, is behind the timetable. The problem is gassing. Gassing up the trucks, as I mentioned before. This is the big transportation move to robots, is robotic trucks. But like I said, the key is refueling. Now, are there places where they can have attendants fuel the trucks? Sure. But like I said, robotics, AI, all this is to displace humans, and people aren't paying attention. And the Daily Mail reports Nancy Pelosi's stock trade saw a staggering 65% return last year. Former speaker shares under the spotlight again as Democrats up calls for trades to be banned in Congress. Indeed. It's insider trading. Like I said, it's all a grift and people are in political office. And it's just like Trump said, if it's legal and everybody else is doing it, why would you stand by and not participate? It's unlikely that people would do that because it's free money. You get the information, you make the trade, you make the money. It's just like Trump said about taxes. If there's a tax dodge and it's legal and everybody else is doing it, so you would do it. Happy Friday. Have a good weekend. Don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a comment, share the podcast. Stay hip to the trick. Don't forget you're under attack psychologically. That's where the propaganda comes in. Really mind control. You're being manipulated. Your sensory input is being manipulated. Your subconscious is being manipulated through propaganda, but also through other means. Biologically, if you're taking pharmaceuticals, if you're drinking sugar, if you're taking a lot of sugar, that has an impact on your perception. Obviously, if you're taking illicit drugs, smoking weed, or other things that you do, if you're drinking the blue Kool-Aid, don't do it. Don't do it. Everything that the left has put, the progressives are pushing, not talking about the fiscal arena, but culturally, is to warp your sense of what's correct. It's a difference between right and wrong. I mean, the environmentalists on the left used to be about natural, man, everything's natural. Now the left could care less about GMO, poison, endocrine disruptors on your food. They don't care about that. All they care about is, you know, protect the trans people. Well, the trans people are likely trans because of chemical induction, you know, and then it's reinforced psychologically. That's very complicated, but read, if you haven't read the manifesto of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, you should read it. It's really, it'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. I mean, it was done so long ago, but the way he talks about the left and the technocracy, exactly the power they have, it's really, you'll start to understand why people on the left are so whacked out. And unfortunately, they're unwitting. They don't really realize why they're taking the stance they are. You know, orange man bad. And most of them are unlearned. They might have gone to college, even Ivy League, but they can't look at anything. It's just all the historical context is wiped away. They can, you know, cognitive dissonance. They can't put their ideas into a historical context. Anyway, that's it for me. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, see you Monday, actually. Tomorrow is Saturday. Have a great weekend.